Mr. Secretary, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network of Oklahoma City, thank you for being with us today. And we've already seen over 16,000 comments come into your agency regarding the so-called GPSA rule. It goes for another week or so, November 22nd. Have you, Mr. Butler, had any sort of discussion about how you're going to try to go through all of those comments and how to answer the questions that maybe are raised by constituents?
We've not had a conversation about that. I didn't think it was appropriate to have that kind of conversation until the comment period was concluded, so that we know precisely what the universe is, and we can do an evaluation of the nature of those comments. Let me just simply say, there's a difference between 16,000 unique comments and 16,000 comments of which a substantial number of them are basically form letters or form responses. That makes a difference in terms of how long it takes and what kind of approach you take to responding. I don't know. I've not seen an evaluation of these particular comments, and I won't until after the comment period's over.
Secretary Vilsack, thank you. My name is Frank Morris. I'm the news director in KCUR in Kansas City and Harvest Public Media, new organization here. I'm here on behalf of National Public Radio, though, again, talking about the GPSA rules. You've just seen study released yesterday that changing those rules would cause a $1.5 billion hit to the GDP. There was a study last month, of course, $14 billion projected. In light of all that, what is the nutshell reason for going forward with these rule changes after this act has been in place for almost 80 years?
I can't specifically comment about the rules because the comment period is not yet concluded. And I don't want to specifically comment about the studies, but the reality is that I think you have to really look deeply into the basis of the studies and whether the assumptions are correct about the rules and whether the numbers are correct and whether it's based on statistical surveys or whether it's based on interviews and how that might impact the ultimate conclusion. I would just simply say this. Here's the concern I have, not just about GPSA, but generally. In 1980, we had 660,000 pork producers. Today, we have 71,000, give or take a few. That's about a 90% reduction in pork producers. That same period, 1980, we had, 1.5 million cattle producers. Today we have 950,000, so we've lost about a third of our cattle producers. 10 years ago, we had 110,000 dairy producers. Today we have about 65,000. Everybody satisfied with those trends? Does everybody think that's a good idea, necessarily? I mean, don't we have to have a conversation about that?
Question is it the market or is it something else?
That's a good question. And how do you ask that question? You propose rules, and then you get comments, and you have a conversation about it. That's one way to do it, isn't it? But, 90% of our, 100 years ago, 90% of our population were farmers or lived on the farm. Today, it's less than 1%. Where are we headed with this? If you kind of plotted this out, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, who are you all going to be broadcasting to? How many farmers are going to be left? And maybe that's just the nature of the game, but maybe not. Shouldn't somebody be asking those questions? Isn't that important to the country to ask those questions?
One final question from Andy. Mr. Secretary, Andy Vance, NBN Radio, Columbus, Ohio. In light of your answer to that question, 115 or so members of Congress asked for an economic impact analysis on the rule, and your own chief economist, and speaking with Ashville Cattlemen's earlier in the year, indicated he would be open and in favor of doing an economic impact study and so on. Do you anticipate them one having to answer some of those questions that you've raised about the potential validity of the economic studies released recently?
Well, I think it's important to say that there were analysis done persistent and consistent with the law and the requirements. Anytime you propose rules like this, there are requirements that certain studies and analysis be done, and they, in fact, were done prior to the submission of these rules. What we do from this point on, I don't want to comment on because I haven't had a chance to look at the comments. The comment period expires on November 22nd, or give or take a day or two, And at that point, we will be able to begin thinking about what next steps are in place. And, you know, if I comment, if I say, well, you know, we're going to do this or we're going to do that, then that will be reported. And then folks will say, well, he's already made up his mind about this or he's already decided to do X, so that must mean that he's going to do Y. And then we basically get into a circumstance and situation where someone suggests that we didn't have an open mind during the comment period. So I just, you know, get back to us after the comment period expires and after we've had a chance to look at the comments.
Thank you.